Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice Share number 47. And regarding to living in the present, part of it is not to worry about the future, because the future is an unknown entity. So it makes more sense to focus on the present. Even when you're planning for the future, you focus on the present. You're making a chasana, you're doing other things. The Iker Nekuda is the present moment, though you're preparing for the future. Since you don't know how long you will live, it's irrational to waste time worrying about how you'll manage to support yourself in the future. You have enough of the present, you can't worry about the future. It may never be. A person with this awareness will not build up in his mind an exaggerated picture of the potential pleasure he will have in the future, and he won't be overly frustrated if things don't work out the way he had hoped. Chaim Salvavis talks about this a lot in Shaar Bitachin. Perek Hey, he discusses this concept. The Malbim HaMishle explains on what the Mishle says in Perek Chav Ches in the beginning, that don't boast about tomorrow because you don't know what the day will bring forth, meaning that the way life goes is it constantly changes. There's no point in having hopes in the current world as it goes about. It's stuff, people lose things, and everything's unknown. So you don't have confidence on the next day, other than trusting Hashem completely. It's impossible for a person to prepare his future exactly as he would like it to be. No one can figure out in advance all the possibilities of what may happen in the future. So Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch and Shuri Das explains this. It's not worthwhile. Is it worthwhile at all to give excessive thought about what will occur in the future? And who can be certain how events will turn out? What appears as good today could be negative later, in reverse also. What appears negative now could be a source of happiness later. And every person can verify the truth of this statement from daily events that he is aware of. So the idea is, he gives an example that happened to two close friends that had similar business in the city of Telz. They both tried to move their businesses to a larger city, and because it was assumed that the larger city would be more fitting to enlarge the scope of their business and to increase their profits. So one made the move easily and was successful from the start. The second person was unable to make the move, felt disappointed over the failure, and he was envious of the success of the other businessmen. He considered it a tragedy that he was unable to do the same like his friend. What was the outcome, though? World War I broke out. The Jewish residents were driven out of the largest city. So the businessman who had moved in was exiled to Russia, suffered a lot, and the business was completely ruined. His wife and children died from the hardships. He was alone. And the person who was unable to move was prosperous in his business, and he realized how unfortunate he was that he was not moved. So what he thought was a tragedy was exactly what brought him happiness. So Rabbi Yosef Leib concluded that since we see such examples all the time, we should realize we never know what the future will bring and should keep our minds focused on the present. I think part of Rabbi Yaakov's determination of coming to America, it didn't work out some of the shtelas he had in Europe, and he was forced to come to America, and that saved him. Avigdor Miller was online looking for a job, and right as he was about to go in to get that job, it said, and there was a sign, no more, that's it, and he was extremely disappointed. He thought he would get a job in a particular school as a teacher of Tanakh and Hebrew, and he was very disappointed that he didn't get it. Later, he looks back at the chesed of that, because through those circumstances, he was able to go to Slabodka, and the trajectory of his life went along that path that ended up being him being mashpi on so many hundreds of thousands of Yidden all over the world. So these negative, disappointing things could sometimes turn into a very positive thing. Very, very important to understand that. But you can destroy your life by worrying about the future, by imagining about all the unpleasant things that could happen to you. And your life, in actuality, is free from those unpleasant experiences. You didn't experience any of them. But you're making painful emotions. You're creating painful emotions by creating and painting in your mind a negative picture. The negative events is in your mind alone. and you're suffering from it needlessly. 99% of what you're dreading will not come true. So what are you dreading it for? So this is the idea of not worrying about the future. The idea is to concentrate on what you're presently doing. Chofetz Chaim, in his letters, Mechtevei Chofetz Chaim, says, the Torah says, Hayoyim, in B'koyle Sishmo, by fulfilling commandments, meaning we only have today for living. So when you encounter an opportunity to do a mitzvah, regard it as the last mitzvah that you may be able to perform, and proceed to do it right away. Our attitude towards what we must do should be that only one day exists, and there's only one matter at hand to accomplish, and you're the only one that can do it. You're the only one that can do it. The Vilna Gaon, look at Mishlei with the Bi'ur Agra, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. He wrote that a wise man tries to understand what is before him, but when a fool starts to study, he focuses on finishing. So when he opens up his first page of Gemara, he's impatient. He wants to already finish the end. A Chacham doesn't do that. He takes page by page and makes the most of each page. He focuses on the process of obtaining wisdom. The mind is concentrating, understanding the words he is presently reading, what he is reading at this given moment. Only a fool is interested in finishing. And his goal is to show off his knowledge. To show off his knowledge. And for this, he needs to tell others that he finished. And he doesn't learn in the process. And this is the idea also of concentration. It helps when you concentrate is when you study. Imagine you only have one page to study and only one day to study that page. And when you daven, also it's a good idea to keep the Pirush HaMilas of one word at a time with complete concentration on that word. Adoin Oilam, for example, Rav Nordechai von Lechavitch said, Adoin Oilam, master of the world. Don't think of the word Oilam when saying the word Adoin. Adoin, the master. And then when you get to Oilam, is Oilam. And so on. The Sanzer of the Divrei Chaim once said, because he davened Mincha with a lot of Hasmada, and he just was talking about learning before the Mincha, and the Zidichoyva asked him, when you were davening, did you think about this pilpul that you were thinking about before? And the Sanzer Rav said, not for a moment. When I daven, nothing else exists for me. And when I'm engaged in learning, nothing else exists. And in this manner, I'm able to concentrate fully on what I'm doing at the time. Another Eitzah Tova is always try to utilize your present moment for growth. A person who masters coping and feeling joy in present moments need never to worry about the future. When the future comes, it'll be present and you'll be able to handle that present moment. And when if you master feeling joy in your present moments, you never be concerned about missing anything, since whatever you're engaged in can be transformed into an elevating experience. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky said to view each page, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky said, review each day as a page in the book of your autobiography. I've seen this said also by Viktor Frankl in one of his books. Each day is a page in the book of your biography. I think Rav Viktor Frankl said, each day is a day that you mark off on the calendar. And you could fill each day with beautiful stories of spiritual growth, of Maisim Tovim. Past pages were already written. By the way, you could transform those past pages also through tshuva, by the way. That also can be revised. When you'll learn from your mistakes of the past, even if you wrote down it was desolate, I wasted my time, and so on and so forth, it could be transformed because those mistakes were stepping stones for growth. The future pages were not yet written. Only the present page could be written, and you can make it a masterpiece. A masterpiece that describes a life of a great person. Who's that great person? Yourself. This is the idea. Don't anticipate futures. Events could turn out disappointment. Don't exaggerate their value. Appreciate the present moment. You can alleviate a lot of pain by living in the present moment because nothing else exists. The suffering is temporary and the bizyonis are temporary. So the idea is you may be insulted sometimes by your parents or husband or wife or teacher a few moments ago, but that's past. The rest of the day shouldn't drag you down. Be there fully. Don't live in the past and don't make yourself miserable. Pain is only a second at a time. That could help make the pain be less. And in thinking about, Reb Cheskel Levenstein says in one of his letters, that if thinking about what you have done in the past causes you to feel sad, then you have to keep these thoughts out of your mind. Again, he doesn't say it, but what about Charat Ala Ovar? You already did that. It's over. Another thing is to learn from animals. Learn from animals that live totally in the present. They have no worries, they have no anxieties. You can learn from these behemoths and these chayas and free yourself from needless thought about the future. The cow eats and is so totally happy. On this side, you could listen from them to them. Learn from each creature to live in the present. Isn't it humiliating to learn from them? It may be, but it's more humiliating if you don't learn from them. The idea of living in the present is very, very key. Bracha v'atzlacha.